This is Bigger Pockets Daily, where you learn how to invest in real estate 365 days a year. I'm your host, Tyler. The following article comes from the blog at biggerpockets.com, but you can't read the blog when you're commuting to work or getting your Airbnb ready for your next guest. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Trust Deeds, the real estate investment you missed out on in 2023, by Izzy Irizarry. As an investor, you have many options when it comes to where you put your money. Day after day, whether you're driving to work or watching your favorite reality TV show, you'll see advertisements telling you to invest in gold, stocks, digital currency, mutual funds, etc. But mostly gold. And because of those ads, people have become familiar with those types of investments. But very few people are familiar with trust deed investing, although it is a form of investing as old as money itself. So what's this trust deed investing thing? I haven't seen 100 commercials on. So a trust deed investment is when a lender, you, lends money to a borrower, a home builder or developer that is secured, collateralized by real estate. Trust deeds allow investors to get a passive introduction to investing in real estate without the need for large capital outlays. Investing in trust deeds means you're loaning your money against collateral. The collateral, or real estate and land, in this case, serves to protect the lender's investment. This leads us to one of the most important considerations in trust deed investing, and that is this: the true value of the collateral. It's especially important that trust deed investors consider the size of the loan they are making in relationship to the real estate collateralizing the loan. This is why a detailed underwriting process is helpful to justify the value of the property. Evaluate each piece of collateral at hand and also ensure the borrower is accountable for what they are borrowing. Before investing in any trust deed, ensure you are provided the following: the location, type of loan, terms and funding date, interest schedule, APNs or property address, collateral history, if applicable, property details, and borrower use of proceeds. As an investor, you get to choose which projects you invest in, of course, as well as which borrowers your funds are lent to. So why trust deed investing? Now that you have that quick snapshot, a loan made via a trust deed is similar to a mortgage. The basic difference is that there are three parties in a trust deed: the borrower, the lender, and the trustee. So the trustee holds the deed while the loan is being paid. Also, there is a signed promissory note that defines all the terms of the loan. If the borrower defaults on the loan, the trustee starts the foreclosure process. In a mortgage, the lender has to go to court to get the foreclosure started. Trust deed investing is so popular because it pays a comparatively high rate of return, and the investments are secured by real estate. Other investments like stocks, bonds, and mutual funds don't provide investors with collateral. Further, once the loan has been made, the rate of return associated with the trust deed is fixed and does not change throughout the duration of the loan. Trust deed investment best practices and considerations. Let's take a look. So before choosing a company to invest with, always research the company. As with all investments, there are inherent risks. It's highly recommended that consideration and proper due diligence be given to the company you are entrusting with managing your real estate portfolio. While trust deeds provide kind of a sense of security through the collateral of the property, they are not entirely risk-free. Economic downturns, changes in real estate values, or defaults can impact the return on investment. Trust deed investments also lack liquidity, something most investors have become accustomed to, of course, specifically in the stock market. Selling or exiting a trust deed investment may take more time and effort compared to selling stocks, as the terms and conditions may not allow an investor to prematurely exit the investment without penalty, if at all. Defaults are always a possibility for anyone lending or investing in real estate, so how the default situation is handled can be detrimental to the return on your initial principal investment. The default process can be overwhelming for investors who have never taken property back through foreclosure, which is why it's important you work with a reputable and experienced loan servicer. So when is a good time to invest in trust deeds? Well, the simple answer is now or yesterday. Trust deeds don't follow the volatility of the stock market. They more or less beat to the sound of their own drum. They also provide investors with instant diversification through different geographic locations and phases of real estate, acquisition, development, and construction. Depending on your investment time horizon and, of course, your risk tolerance, where you invest your money can make a huge difference in your financial future. Every investor deserves to have a reliable source of passive income in their portfolio. Had you invested a portion of your portfolio in 2023 in trust deeds, you could have made a consistent 10% annualized return on your investment. This being said, trust deeds are not meant to be the grand slam investment of your portfolio. They're meant to provide passive, fixed income that diversifies you from other investment types, but still allows you to have control in terms of selecting where you want your funds to be invested. So, if this type of investment intrigues you at all, or maybe you want to speak to someone about questions you might have about getting started, you can check out the Ignite Funding website. You can find the link at biggerpockets.com. That's today's show. We'll see you tomorrow. But in the meantime, keep listening to more educational real estate content with one of our top-rated audiobooks at biggerpockets.com/audiobooks. Each audiobook is a masterclass. Whether you're a rental property investor, a short-term rental host, a flipper, an agent, or private lender, you'll find a captivating audiobook to propel you to success. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 24 hours or less.